Hope you're having a fantastic day today. If you're in Florida, I hope you're safe or along the coast. So I just wanted to give you the updates that I have on Hurricane Idalia. And it looks like most of Florida, which is about 21 million people, along with many people in Georgia and South Carolina, are under a hurricane warning. It looks like last night winds reached 155 miles per hour, and expect surge warnings across the coast, 4 to 8 inches of rain approximately. 5,500 National Guard troops have been mobilized. Currently, we've got approximately 273,000 people without power in Florida and 44,000 without power in Georgia. Also wanted to bring to your attention that if you picked up fuel at a Citgo station in Tampa, that I think this was yesterday, don't quote me on this, but there could be tainted gas. So some of the diesel got mixed with the regular petrol, and so they're telling people if they got fuel at a certain Citgo station to not attempt to start your car because it'll probably ruin it. So that's not good. Also wanted to bring to your attention that Ford plans on killing 3 gas model vehicles, the Escape, the Edge, and the Transit. Forbes just came out with an article that says oil barrel prices to reach $300 per barrel. And it looks like currently there's about 9 states that want to ban or limit gas vehicles in their states. So talk about opportunities. And did want to let you know real quick that there is a few more days on the sell. So if you go to boomerboost.com, if you click the link specific and use the code REX20, you're going to get 20% off additional your great combo right now, which is collagen peptide, super high in collagen, vitamin C, and also the gladiator barley, which goes back thousands of years, that heirloom seed. I love this stuff. So get some and then use the code REX20 to get an additional 20% discount. And I think it's almost $50 off the combo, not even including the discount. Okay, so let's talk about these 9 states right now that are talking about banning gas vehicles or limiting gas vehicles. We've got Connecticut, California, Maryland, Rhode Island, Delaware, Vermont, New Mexico is talking about this, Virginia, and Maine. So, wow, that is pretty intense. Okay, now let's talk about the smart city phenomena, this electric grid, hook everything up to the electrical grid, have everybody get internet, have everybody get universal income. It's going to be great because the algorithms are going to do everything for us. I mean, I don't know, folks. It's really interesting because if you look at the amount of earth that has to be moved to extract enough lithium and components and minerals and elements for like one battery, it's kind of ridiculous, actually. Is green energy really green? I don't know. But let me share with you something that I found that talks about how much earth you need to move to get one battery to power an electric vehicle. Now, there's differing statements on this, so I can't verify this 100% and take it with a grain of salt or a grain of, you know, whatever, if you will. But this is quite interesting to look at these numbers. So if you need to extract lithium, depending on where you extract it from, and this is where the variables happen. So Tesla claims that they're getting 2.1 versus 0.1 lithium extract when they're actually mining for lithium. And this is using a 0.1 calculation. If you take 500,000, one truck with 500,000 pounds. Stay with me on this. 25,000 pounds of brine have to be extracted to create enough lithium. 30,000 pounds of ore has to be processed for the cobalt. 5,000 pounds of ore has to be processed for the nickel. 25,000 pounds of ore has to be processed for the copper. 50,000, and then there's approximately 440,000 pounds of overburden that has to be processed. That's one claim. And then another claim is it's not anywhere near that amount because they're pulling in 2.1 versus 0.1 with the math on the lithium, if you're following me on that. Let's say it's 10% of that. Let's say it's just 10%. let's say you only have to move 50,000 pounds and process 50,000 pounds of ore for one battery. And that's a lot of ore. It's a lot of mining. It's a lot of work. Is that really green? I mean, I don't know. I want to believe, right? Like I'm all for having vehicles that don't run on gasoline, but is it smart to have everything run on electricity if the technology is kind of inferior and if the technology itself is not good on the environment? It's actually quite the opposite. From the observations I'm making here, and I'm not very smart, so maybe that's why I'm not picking up on it. Maybe you could, you know, show me how this makes logical sense, unless it's about the money. It's always about the money. Well, guess what, folks? Don't worry, because you're gonna have universal income soon. Because the algorithms are gonna take your jobs. So just stick your eyeballs into the WorldCoin, plug in there, you've got that iris scan that scans your eyeballs and you'll get free WorldCoin. What an opportunity. I don't know. The blue moon's tonight, by the way. We've got the blue moon tonight, which is supposed to be one of the biggest moons of the year. We're not gonna see something like this again for a long time, so let's focus on that positive energy. And have a beautiful day, everybody. Thank you for watching. Be the change you want to see.